This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is confounding to me,
just
Colin.
A new Mike White story this morning.
Yeah. And it's a big, long piece. Take a couple minutes and read it this morning if you get an opportunity, because if you have a girl playing high school athletics, you're going to be especially interested in this. The PIAA enacted bylaws 7 years ago that made it pretty much impossible for boys to play on girls' high school sports teams. But it has come up again because in the Whippeal, there are several cases of boys playing on girls' teams and schools, knowingly or not, writes Mike, violating PIAA bylaws. For example, Greensburg-Salem had three boys on its girls' lacrosse team this spring. Now, their team was not very good. I think they won one contest maybe this season. But it's still curious to me that in some cases, very large boys, much larger than the girls, are being allowed to play sports where they will have a marked competitive advantage for their team in that sport. And why it's being allowed to happen and why it's
allowed at the school level, right?
Like by principals are allowed to approve it.
All right, I'm going to just be really real here. And I'll just say it, and I don't care who this makes mad. And actually, if it makes you mad, I don't want to be your friend anyway. If you're a high school boy like this kid that is pictured in the Post-Gazette today, and you play on the girls' lacrosse team or you want to play girls' field hockey, you have no pride. You have none. You have absolutely no pride at all. I feel that way, and I strongly feel that way. And I don't care what the particulars are, if they don't have a boys team at your school or whatever. If I was in high school and I wanted to play girls lacrosse or girls field hockey, and I said that, first of all, my friends would kick my ass. And second of all, my mom, more importantly, would look at me and go, absolutely, positively, the answer is no, you're not playing girls lacrosse. Because there's an irresponsible and a dangerous quotient to this. Girls lacrosse isn't, they don't hit like they do in boys lacrosse, right?
It's field hockey.
Field hockey, well, these kids are playing lacrosse.
Okay.
Right? They don't hit like they do in boys lacrosse. But allowing boys on a field like that, where you could potentially play against girls that are 5'1", 110 pounds, and more to the point, girls from other teams that didn't sign up to play against boys, is absolutely irresponsible, dangerous, and ridiculous. I blame some of it on the boys, who I don't know if it's a joke that they're doing this. I don't know if they really want to play lacrosse or whatever. Go play on a boys' lacrosse team. But more so, what the hell kind of parent are you? And let's just keep it real. And again, if this makes you mad, I don't care. You're not somebody I'd want to associate with if this makes you mad. If your 17 or 18-year-old son wants to go play boys or girls lacrosse or girls field hockey and you sign the papers and say yes, you got a screw loose. You do.
Well, I would love to hear what the logic or the reasoning is. Like, because I'd love to have somebody try and make a good case to me for why this makes sense, because it doesn't make any sense to me. I guess, moreover, why is it being permitted once it's presented to people? Once it's presented to the adults in the room, I guess.
Because everybody, it's an overly litigious society. Everybody's afraid if they say no, that there is going to be some sort of legal ramification that's going to be found, and that they're afraid, one, they don't want to lose their job, two, that they're going to not just offend somebody, but legally run afoul of somebody, and everybody's supposed to get a chance in life. I get some of that, but here's the deal. Let's let logic prevail. You're a 17-year-old boy. You don't need to be playing girls' lacrosse against potentially 15-year-old girls. Go freaking play boys' lacrosse if you want.
Against humans half your size.
Right. And if they don't have it, too bad. Too bad. There is no place for boys in girls' sports. The inverse is correct. If you're a girl and you can go win the WPIL tennis title, more power to you. There is no place for boys in girls' sports.
Well, and there are... It's already written into the bylaws, I believe, that if you are a girl who desires to play a sport that does not have a girls' team fielded at your school, you can play. For example, there are girls that play high school football. Happens all the time. And that's permitted.
And tennis.
Yeah. Yes. And golf in some cases as well. And that's permitted. I don't understand why. I just can't wrap my head, Colin, around, like you said, the 16 or 17-year-old boy who looks at it and says, I want to play against those girls. I want to play that sport. Why? What is the... If there's some sort of... And I mean this in honesty. If there's some sort of like gender questioning you're having in your life and you are still in the process of, I guess, trying to decide whether you're going to go through the rest of your life as one gender or the other, and you want to present yourself as one that you weren't born as, okay, I'll have a conversation with you about that. But still, if you're a boy and you say, I'm a boy and I want to play on this girl's team, why are you doing it?
Yeah, you ain't, in terms of if I'm your parent, that's for sure. You're not given that position. Here's the thing. It puts the other team in such a bad position. Because let's say that Greensburg, Salem, and they're going, I don't even know who they play against, Hempfield or whomever, or Plum. I don't know the
conference
section.
It's lacrosse, so who knows
anymore.
What schools right. have teams.
They used to have this thing
with.
Like Middle States lacrosse when I was growing up, and they'd play, it was, you know. Anyhow, let's say that you go and you're playing against Plum. It puts those kids in a real bad situation, the parents of the girls, that they show up, they don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden there's a 6'5", 215-pound boy. And they go, well, wait a minute. My daughter's just a sophomore here. She's 5'1". She's 100-nothing. When she's wet and wearing boots, she's 100 pounds maybe.
Right.
Why is she playing? Then you're a loser. You're the – look, we're just going to go home. Well, why? Are you a quitter? No, because we don't want a boy playing against her. Who the hell that's an adult thinks this is a good idea? And this is not political. This is not married to any sort of person that ran for office or did anything, because people always try to twist it into that. We just don't let logic prevail. And more so, enough kids and adults now don't hear the word no. Nobody in authority tells them no. Can I do this? The answer's no. It's just no. Well, how come? If they're granted an opportunity or given no.
Because you can't.
The answer's no. How about that? How about you turn around and get the hell out of the athletic office and take your 6'5", 210-pound boy out of here and tell him go sign up for boys' freaking kickball if he wants. He ain't playing girls' lacrosse. Jeez.
Well, and isn't the Woodland Hills AD on the Whippeal board?
Yeah, I do not know that.
I think
I
read that.
I know if he
Mike's
signed
story.
Off on letting a boy play girls lacrosse, he's a bozo.
Again, if somebody were to give me a logical case that somehow makes sense, I'll sit down and listen to it. But I don't see that reported anywhere here. And it just makes me, again, I can't wrap my head around the whole thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.